Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue show. Hope everybody's all okay and welcome. Unfortunately, today I must just say that I am absolutely full of a cold and aching. So, healing sent to everybody who feels the same or who is feeling a little bit under the weather. Even the weather in the UK has actually been quite nice at the moment. We've had a lot of wind, but it has actually been dry, which, as you all know, is pretty difficult for the UK to try and even manage that usually. But it's been quite good. And so it's nice to be able to have a bit of upliftment from the sunshine, which always helps everybody. So obviously tonight it may be a shorter show than usual, but I will try my best to try and speak to a few people and see if we can get some spiritual upliftment for everybody. I know that we've been having a few problems with Blog Talk Radio at the moment, people trying to sign in and not being able to get into the chat room and everything. And just to let everybody know, we are looking to possibly change, and this will be coming up in the near future. So keep your eye out for that, and hopefully things will be of the better. What's people's thoughts at the moment? I was hoping to have a couple of phone calls in, but unfortunately, due to not being so well, obviously that's changed. But what I wanted to know was, like, what's people's feelings at the moment? How is the world feeling for you at the moment? Obviously, we have, and I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, we've had the bombings and everything. You know, how do people feel about the world at the moment? Do you feel like it's actually everything is changing spiritually? You know, we've spoken to quite a few people who have said about how the world has been feeling and it's changing, and there's more people going into looking for spiritualism as a helping hand for all of us. Do you feel that it's actually helped you? What things have actually changed your life for the better? Was there something that just made, you know, you literally find spiritualism and it helped you out of a situation? Maybe there's times when, you know, we've heard of quite a lot of people have ended their life or try to due to the fact of pressures of the whole world. But, you know, luckily they've had a spiritual message or something that's actually saved them from it. Are you one of those people? Give us a call in, 347-327-9694. So, you know, this is the thing, you know, the world is changing in so many ways. We have got so many different things that make us anxious about what's going on in the world, and also worries. You know, I know a lot of people at the moment are worrying about financial things, you know, they're worried about their families, and also about what is actually going on in the world, you know, things that we have got no control over. You know, we have got so many things of issues that are worrying a lot of people. So, you know, it's very difficult to try and be spiritual and try and deal with daily life sometimes. I mean, I know people even question, you know, the people that, different people believe in different things, you know, so whether it's God or whoever you believe in. At the end of the day, it's still very difficult to believe in those things at hour of need. I can remember when I lost my little girl going back 16, 17 years ago. And I can remember as the local vicar came to our house and he came to me to organise the funeral. And I said to him, you can come in on one condition. And he said, what's that? And I went, please don't be telling me about God. Don't tell me about this and the other. I don't want to know right now. And he said, okay. And he came in. And we organised the funeral and everything. And he was amazed about how calm I was. And he went, so why didn't you want to talk about God right now? And I said, because at the end of the day, I said, if he was a God, I said, he would not be taking my daughter away. Now, I must admit, I'm not 100% into all of the God thing. And that's not looking, I don't like any religion at all. I always say that I like the fact that for everybody to believe in somebody or something. Because at the end of the day, we all need something to believe in. It doesn't matter if it's you believe in yourself. We all must have a belief. But at that time, I was questioning a lot of beliefs because why would they want to take my daughter away? And, you know, even 17 years on, I can speak about it, and I quite happily say to people, you know, I wanted to blame the world for it. But at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason. She made me realize that life's too short. She made me realize the situation that I was in with my partner at that time was not good. And made me realise I needed to appreciate more things rather than just sitting in where I thought was a comfortable place. But it wasn't. It was where I was just sticking with it for the sake of my daughter and also my daughter that I'd lost. A difficult place to be at that time. But, you know, we all get into places that we don't want to be. But sometimes it's just a reality check. We need to be able to change things for the better. You know, don't sit in the situations just because you feel like it's the right thing at that right time. Sometimes it's time to move on from that. You know, and even the worst situations ever can actually be a reason, can be a reason for them coming. You know, what people say to me, you know, I've spoken to people that have lost their children. I've spoken to people that have had people that have committed suicide and all of that and things. You know, and, you know, they blame themselves. And I say to them, you know, it was their choice. They just couldn't deal with what they were dealing with, you know. And there's loads of different things that go on in the world that are unexplainable. There is times when I've done readings that just give people an explanation for why they've struggled for so many years. People are carrying so much burden from past that they find it difficult to carry on. You know, so, you know, it's a hard time at the moment for a lot of people. And, you know, in the world we're seeing so much cruelty, so much anxiety and everything, and it's just very difficult. What can we do to make things better? I keep getting people asked, you know, how can we make changes? We can make changes by standing up for what we believe, standing up for what we see is wrong, and making those choices to make it a different place. The world has changed because of how people are, about the human race, about society. You know, and everybody blames the society, don't they, for everything. You know, the society's changed, people have changed. Yeah, but the thing is, we are the people. We are the society. So isn't it time that we all stood together and changed it back to how it should be, how Mother Earth is in control, how we start to look after what's around us, that we don't listen to what hearsay, but we actually find out things for ourselves, investigate and research what's going on in the world. Don't just take what comes out of your TV as the truth. At the end of the day, everything looks different when you actually see it for yourself. You know, at the moment, you know, there's been so many things of cruelty, of loads of different things, you know, of animals, of children. I've looked at a page on Facebook about Islam's, you know, what they're doing to their women and everything. You know, it's totally wrong. Why is it allowed? Why are we accepting it? Why is it just going on and on? The Facebook page, you know, they're absolutely fantastic, amazing admin. And at the end of the day, I just cannot believe that, you know, nobody stood up for them. I even asked them to come on the show to do a show about it, and they are too frightened to even come onto the show and speak about these things. That's grown women too frightened to talk about their surroundings and talk about what they're having to put up with, and they're too scared. Nobody should be scared in this world. We should be, you know, looking forward to the future and hoping that, you know, we can get over our past and move from our past, not actually fetch our past in and everybody else's past. And why should religion be brought into all of that? Religion should not be a thing of bringing war. Religion should be bringing peace. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter which God you believe or what you believe in, it surely, every single religion should be of sharing love and, you know, being human to each other and being nice to each other, not actually going against each other all the time. What your feelings? What do you think that we could actually do as the whole world gets together? What do you think that we could do to make a change? So, you know, a lot of questions, a lot we won't be able to answer. Maybe in years to come we might not be able to answer. But, you know, I also think about the fact, you know, I've got 4 children, and what will the world be like in 20 years' time? You know, look at the technology we've got now. So does that mean that, you know, in time, most of us will be able to do even our work from home? Does that mean by then we'll have all electrical cars? Does it mean that global warming will have come to such a big amount that a lot of things will have to be stopped because there just isn't, you know, oil and we're not going to go into all of that today. But, you know, does that mean that things are going to change totally? And then how will it be spiritually? You know, will all of these, a lot of these religions still be going? Or, you know, will war have stopped a lot of it? Or, you know, how will the governments be by then? How will society be with each other? You know, so many things, so many questions. I'm just having a look in the chat room. I can see we're obviously having a few problems with people being able to sign in, and obviously I'm calling in as well. So we will see how this goes. Obviously, I am not feeling 100%, but, you know, we will see how the show goes, and we'll keep you updated on that. Let's just go to the phone lines. We've got somebody waiting on the line. Hi, area code 831. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, I'm hoping so. It's just not good at the moment. Aching and all snotted up.
Oh, no, I'm
not
sorry
romantic.
About that.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, well, come on then. We always ask from the UK, what's the weather like?
It is nice. It's very beautiful here today, so I'm very lucky.
Oh, goodness. Just send a bit of the heat this way, would you? Just give a quick blow over the ocean, do you know what I mean? Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you can... It's okay. I was thinking, oh, no, not line problem again. So, What do you think about what I was talking about? You know, what worries have you got as far as how the world is and how society is at the moment, and how has it affected you spiritually?
Good question. I still have faith. I do get down, and of course, and that's why I've definitely reached out and tried. You know, and take time for myself and pray and meditate. It is concerning, but I do have hope for humanity as a whole. And I hope that, you know, people keep faith in other people. That's my, you know, big concern. There are things that are happening that are horrible, tragic events that have happened. But I think as a whole, humanity is good. So...
Yeah, it's amazing how the good come out of the woodwork, you know, on the bad times, isn't it? You know, you
right,
see
exactly.
Things happen, you think, oh my gosh, that's horrific, and all these good people come out to help, and I think, and you know what, I've got to say, it's a bit like funerals, isn't it? You don't see
anybody.
You're
right.
You don't meet up with your family, and then somebody dies or something happens, and they all come out, and you think, actually, the last time I saw them was at the other funeral of Aunt Mabel's or whoever. Do you know what I mean? You think, hold on, you know, why does it have to be that somebody dies and then we all get together?
I don't know.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Were you ringing in for reading, or were you just having a listen, or as a question, or?
You know what, I guess right now in my life, I'm not sure of where I'm going, and it's been heavy on my heart and mind. So I guess that's why I was just listening, and I called in. So, yeah, that's where I am right now.
You've been really focused. It's going to be a bit more difficult because I'm when you're full of a cold, it's not helpful. But all I can say is that you're focusing on something at the moment. There's something that you've got a lot of work into, but very focused on.
I was very focused on a particular applying to a particular job, and also I had an audition this weekend that I actually didn't get, that I've been working very, very hard on. And unfortunately, that didn't go my way. So I'm just feeling a little bit lost in my career and other you know, aspirations right now.
Okay. Do you know what? Sometimes, you know what I was saying just before about, you know, sometimes things come to us, but it doesn't work out, or something goes wrong and you think really bad of it. I don't
right.
think that was actually a bad thing. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Just look at how much it opened you up, and I'm certain that I'm right in saying that you learned a lot from all that work that you put together to do that audition actually made you a better person. It made you realize who you are and what you want and maybe what you need as well.
Yes, I would say so, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I feel like I almost want you to turn slightly off that and towards something else. But it's not going totally off what you were looking at. But there's something else that you found from that. Does that
okay.
make sense?
I think so.
I'm
not sure. I did this prep for this audition, and I realized that maybe it wasn't a fit for me. And right now, I'm, I guess, Just wondering if I should try again in a year or if I should kind of just leave it be, I guess. So it's interesting that
I'm actually looking at it. Now, it's not showing me anything about it, but I can see you're veering off from it slightly. And it's going to take you in a... It's on the same lines, but it's like slightly different than where you thought.
Okay.
But it's something that's better for you. I'm just asking them to bring it closer to me so they can give me a bit more guidance for you. But I just feel like it's... Don't look straight at it. Actually look a little bit around it. You know, like sometimes we can look for the very top, right? And sometimes
right.
the very top isn't actually as good as... Right, okay. I hope this makes sense to you. You know, sometimes if you think to yourself, right, I want to be the director of a company, right? And then you've got all the stresses and the strains of everything to go with it. But if you were like the vice or you were the secretary, you still get to do all the good things around it, but you don't have the responsibilities of it.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense? Sometimes it's actually better to be a little bit further down the line so that it's not, you haven't got all the big responsibilities of it. You know, you can go to work, do what you need to do, come home, and you haven't got the stresses and strains of everything.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense? Was it some sort of top position you were looking at?
My job, it was a pretty large position that I recently got rejected for. That's been about a year of just applying. And the audition, actually, it was for a professional team. So, and I got really close, but that didn't work out either. So those are the two situations that just happened very recently.
Okay. Is this something that... Is there something around that there was another job to the side of it that is actually less responsibility but actually as good as?
Not that I know of.
Okay, what? Have you applied to other places, not just this one?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Tons right now.
Because I just got all these lines in front of me, like line paper. And it's like you can fill about 3 pages of all these different places that you've applied, and you definitely not one to just sit there and wait for it to come to you, are you, to be fair?
No, not at all. Not at all. Right now I have a couple of part-time jobs and looking for full-time work and have been in a running for a particular position, and that just ended. So I'm just continuing applying for jobs right now.
All I'm going to say to you is, I just think that don't look at what you've just not been able to get as a failure. Don't look at that as a big loss, right? Just see that as something that you've achieved, because at the end of the day, to go through all that and get so far and so close, that's achievement in itself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, if you go running a race, for instance, and there's 50 people, some people can say, oh, you didn't come first. Yeah, but it's a big achievement to come second and third. Do you know what I mean? Out of 50
right.
people.
Right.
And all I'm going to say to you is I feel like you've learned a lot about yourself being actually doing all of this. And I think that because of the fact you put so much effort in and you found yourself more, the next time that you do this, it's actually going to be easier and you'll know what to put in better.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I just feel like... You know when you did the forms, the forms and stuff that you did, I'm saying forms like as if I know, so I'm just going to go with this. They've told me forms, so I'm going to go with it. when you did forms and stuff, I feel like you filled the form in as you thought they'd want, not, and you didn't fill the forms in as you. Does that make sense?
Right. I'm not sure. I mean, of course, I think I cater to each position that I apply to, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I just feel that, let me put this in, how can I put this? You filled the forms in as you saw fit to fit in with what they wanted, but if you'd have actually just been yourself, I'm not saying that you would have got it, but I'm going to say to you, next time you do the form, do it not just how you think that they would want it, but put you in there, because you are more than capable of so much, okay? And you've learned so much by what you've achieved doing this last audition, okay? You've got so much to offer that you don't need to always, you can do it different, can I put this? It's like you've got what is needed. It's just that they need to see part of you within it as well. Does that make sense?
That
does sound a bit half-masked. I'm glad you understand what I mean. But sometimes, you know, let me just explain. So if for instance, you go in for a job and you know what these people need, sometimes you just literally, it's like a bit like writing an essay quickly. You go through through your information, you get what you need, and you write that, and that's it. But you don't think any further than out of what you've just read. So you don't use your brain to think of what other things needed. So just instead of just looking at, right, okay, that it says here that they need this, 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 and this, think of what else you can put in there. Do you know what I mean? There's more to you than just that form, if that makes sense. You could make it much more. Do you mean?
Right, I understand. Okay.
Do you need to update your CV as well? Is there some more things that you haven't put on that you don't think?
There's probably a ton that I haven't put on. I feel like I've had a lot of experience, but I'm scared that'll make me look.
No.
Okay.
Do not. This is where they're showing me then. Every small little bit of detail that you can put on to, it does, at the end of the day, you know what we were saying about lines and lines and lines of stuff? That's what you've got to do. It doesn't matter if you give them a big, thick folder. You need to prove to them that you're the person for this job and you're more than, if not overly, capable to do it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hopefully something will come out of all this.
Have you got about 10 more things that you, at least, I'm going to say, I'm saying 10, I don't know where 10's going, but there's 10 more things at least that you can put on there, on your CV?
Yes, probably so. Yes, I guess I just try to focus it so I don't look so crazy since I've had a lot of experience places because of my situation. I've had to move a lot because of my spouse's career, so I just try to...
But do you know what? But you think of all the experience that you've got just for the fact that you've had to go to different places and you've settled into different places. That means that you're more than capable to move to different places and cope with it.
Right.
There's some people out there that can't cope with moves, that they can't cope with change and stuff. You just simply just in that one thing alone have just proved to me that you could go anywhere and deal with it. Do you mean you can change to whatever area or anything and you can just go with that?
Right, okay.
The other side of that, looking at it, is obviously you've stood by your partner as you've moved around everywhere. Not every person can cope with that either.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So sometimes, and that's exactly right what I said at the beginning then, so at the end of the day, you've put what is needed for them titles in that form, when really you could put so much more and they could pick up... People don't put about the family or they don't put about the circumstances and stuff because they think, oh, no, they won't want to know that. That just proves so much more. It's like, for instance, if I was to put down about a job, I would put that I'm a mum of four children. Now, some people might say, well, they might see that as a tie because you've got four kids. I don't see that at all. I see that I'm a person who can organize, I can sort things out, you know what I mean, and I've managed to bring up four children. Admittedly, it's been hard at times, but do you know what I mean? So don't just always look at the bad, the negative side of something. Look at what else they'll see.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Have you been looking or feeling like you'd like to go on holiday? Something of a holiday?
That would be nice, but I don't see that in my future, unfortunately.
So what, if it's not my holiday, is this something that would have made you to go overseas?
Yes, both of them, both of the opportunities, yes.
Right, okay. It's really funny because I saw you going on holiday. Now, that's me because obviously I'm not 100% switched on tonight, I'll be honest. I just saw this overseas and thought holiday. Just keep that in mind, okay? I don't feel like you should say, you know, I'm sick of this and blah, blah, blah. I just think learn from your last test. I'm going to say test, okay? And just do all your CV and everything and up the gear. I don't think you were in full gear for that, okay? I think you've learned a lot about yourself. I think you've learned about what else you can put in there. Do you know what I mean? I think there's so much more you can actually put in these CVs, and I can see that you will be going overseas.
Right.
I thought overseas.
I thought
that was holiday.
Wow. Do you see, I guess, that in the next year? And that's okay if you don't.
I'm gonna say a year, yes.
Okay.
I can't give you a time thing, but I'm gonna say a year. I don't see it like closely. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like you've actually found yourself more recently. Does that make sense? Is there other things that have been going on to make you find yourself even more?
Just life changes, being laid off, moving to yet another place, just reaching out, trying to do different things. And I thought I had my dream position come fruition, and that didn't happen, where I would be going overseas. I'll have to, I guess, make a decision in another couple of months if I will move again or what exactly to do with my life. So,
I know what you mean. Tell me, what exactly do you do?
Well, at the moment, I'm working two part-time jobs at a winery, which is something completely different. And as a florist, doing events, and that's something very different than my background. So.
Yeah. See, you know, I bet you didn't even put half of that on your CV, did you?
No, not at all.
See, look again. You just said to me, just literally, just by the fact you do a florist, and you said that's totally off what you usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? That actually would show to me that you can put your hand to anything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You really could do anything, couldn't you? You could really just do. I could put anything to you, and not you'd say, "Yeah, I can do that."
Well, I hope I'm that random, so maybe I've had a lot of different.
Random. There's not many people that I've heard in America that have said that. Random. I'm always saying random. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You know, it's so funny. The people, I've even got, because I always say, I'll inbox people and I'll say, are you up for a natter? And they go, a natter? What's a natter? And I'm like, a chat, a talk, you know what I mean? And they go, yeah, but that doesn't mean natter over here. Natter doesn't mean that over here. And I said, what does that mean? It means like a little rant sort of thing. And I went, okay, well, I'll do that too anyway. But I just feel that you need to put yourself on a bigger, I'm going to say put yourself on a bit of a pedestal, right? One, you've been through loads in your life. You've dealt with so many different changes. You've dealt with a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't deal with. You've took a lot of knocks, But look what you've achieved. Don't look at what you haven't achieved.
Okay.
Okay? And please fill in that CV better. I just feel like you are not showing people your full potential at all.
Will do.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel like there's a bigger picture for people to see, and you're only showing them a quarter of the picture. Okay? So just go for it. And if you come over to the UK, I've always got the kettle on here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's quite all right. You look after yourself, okay? And just let me know how you get on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, then. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Oh, I must apologise to everybody. It's so, so difficult to, honestly, to concentrate in a minute due to this absolute horrible cold. Oh, no. Bratty VGB, not brandy. Ugh. Cups of tea and tomato soup, I think, is my limit at the minute, I tell you. Okay, actually, we've got chicken and cup of soup, so that'll do. But, you know, it's so difficult. When I do the psychic show, I always like to make sure that I can give people my all, and I hate not being at 100% because at the end of the day, people are looking for my guidance and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, spirit world is always good. It always gives, helps you out and gives you good vibes and just shows you in a different way if you're not 100% feeling quite right, as she holds her hanky to her nose. And, you know, it's so funny. And aren't we all a bit like that last lady? We always look at what we can't do, not what we can do. And I can quite openly say that, you know, when I say to people, you know, I say about the show and things, and everybody says, oh, you should do an email and you should send it to people and tell them what you do and everything. You know, we do so many different things on the Ask Sue show. And then I go to write the email. I wouldn't put half of what that down. You know, at the end of the day, we've helped people. We've probably hindered people. We've done so many different things on the Ask Sue show. And I just think to myself, look at what we've achieved and everything. But then just like that lady, I'm not very good at praising the show or advertising myself or things. You know what I mean? And then other people might write about the show and what I've achieved and about myself and everything. And I went, actually, yeah, I did do all of that, didn't I? Do you know what I mean? So I think a lot of us are not good at self-promotion, you know, putting down what we've achieved, what we can do, what we can't do. Do you know what I mean? I think it's difficult to literally be able to sit there and write a CV. How many people can write a CV and say what they've done and put all their achievements? Do you know what I mean? And when we say achievements, like, you know, going through things, dealing with things and everything, maybe that's what we should all do, write a life CV. So that's not one to send off. That's just for ourselves. Write a life CV of what we've done, our experiences, what we've achieved, the, like, life certificates that we've gone through. Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, again, you know, I had a lot of people on the show and, you know, people have dealt with, you know, the loss of a child and loads of different things. So, you know, it's quite amazing, you know, what people do go through. Right, we've got another caller on the line. Let's have a word with this person. Area code 617. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm okay. I recognize the voice.
Oh, we spoke, oh boy, probably about a year ago.
Right. Remind
Maybe
me of your name.
It's Lisa.
Do you want, Lisa? I do recognize your voice. How strange is that?
Yes.
How
you
doing?
You know, good. I remember you on a show, I think it came on Sundays, Rowdy something. It was it was on Blog Talk. And they did tarot reading?
No, I've never done tarot readings. I just do literally off-the-cuff readings. But I recognize you. I know you've definitely rung in before.
Yes, but not on your show, not on your separate show, not on your personal Blog Talk show.
Who did I...
Were you ever on another show?
I was on
as a guest.
Whose was I on? Gosh, I can't think of her name now. Gosh, my mind has gone blank today. Tiffany White, I think her name is.
Is it Tiffany White?
Something. And who was the other one I'd been on? I went on and...
were you ever on another
Janet
blog
Russell.
Talk?
Yeah, Janet Russell was on a show.
What was it?
That was another one.
Oh, what was the name of the show? My gosh, it's slipping my mind.
Must be catching. Anyway, how are you doing anyway? How are things going with you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad to see that you have your own show.
Oh, it's been just over a year now that I've had my show, and it's just gone from psychics to animal advocate to government shows to everything.
Wow.
Whatever, everything chucked at me. But, you know, like everybody, just waiting, reaching out for that, you know, that chance of maybe going a little bit bigger and trying to get the voice out there and, you know, show to people that spiritualism is just more than believing in something. It's about
Amen.
Life, and it's about connecting people and sharing love to each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm surprised that you remember my voice. I just can't remember. I can't remember.
You know,
I know you were on another. I know. I'm not sure if it was you. I'm quite sure it was you. On another.
The funny thing is,
another.
I haven't been on loads of other people's shows. I can't think of.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I definitely recognize your voice. I that's for certain. I just
yes,
can't think of which.
Because this is my first time actually calling in to ask Sue. I've never called in to ask Sue.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
But we've spoken before.
Definitely, definitely. You'll have to give me an email, and I'll send you a link to one that I was on before with Tiffany, and see if you recognize that. And who was the other one? There was another one that went on. I think it was Carol somebody. And I spoke to her, but that was literally just a call in, and I spoke to Janet Russell, and she was giving me a reading, actually.
Wow, this is like
we
really,
must have crossed paths somewhere, because
I know we have, and oh my God, what was the name? It wasn't a rowdy something, or maybe there was another. I don't know, but I know that I've spoken to you before.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've never called in to ask Sue. And when I saw, I'm like, oh, wow,
well,
she's got her own show.
Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you. Oh, dear. So whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Now, is that where the... Now, I'm not very good at my geography of America, so I must apologize in advance. Is that
sure.
near to where the bombings were?
Yes. Right
and,
where the bombings
well,
were, yes.
I've got to ask you, what is it like there for everybody at the moment? It must be a difficult time.
It's, there's a lot of anxiety. There's definitely heightened anxiety and an overwhelming sadness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, very heavy. Very heavy.
How close were you to the actual bombings, Lisa?
Well, actually, I did not go into the city. I did not go into the city. Actually, where I live, it's more of the suburb. It's where the runners come from. It's where they start.
Right, right.
It's where they start. I was more into the Newton area. It's where the runners actually start in Hopkinton. I was more up in the
yeah.
area, but not in the city, not towards the city,
right.
but something like yeah.
yeah.
I don't try to go into the city when it's like that. Even for the 4th of July, I stay away from the city.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, I must admit, I am not. People say to me about coming over to America, and I must admit, I keep saying to everybody, I'd come for 2 weeks, I'd get back home, and I'd get onto UK soil, and I'd do what the Pope does. I'd kiss the ground.
Yes.
Because I am just such a country girl. And, you know, I've got Howard who calls into the show sometimes and he does the co-hosting with me. And he says, oh, you should come to America, you know, come to Los Angeles and all this. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, can you imagine it? It would be, you know, like an ant in the middle of a desert. Do you know what I mean? I would be, like, way out of my depth. And I just said, I would have to be led everywhere because I'd be lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful. You know, Boston is a beautiful city. It really is. But this is something that's really you know, it's the same thing with 9/11. We don't see that this could possibly happen in the United States of America. We're not accustomed to this. We're not used to this. I mean, there are countries that this is their everyday life. It's bombing and killing and. This is every day, but for us, it's very. I think that we're still in a heightened state of post-traumatic stress syndrome, even from 9/11. We are still in that. We're still in that mode.
Yeah, definitely. Now the thing is, I mean, there's been obviously loads. I mean, obviously, I'm in the UK, so you know, it's a bit like Chinese whisper, isn't it? You get hear of so many things. What actually, I mean, apparently there was already security, and you know, the security around the actual marathon was actually very big at the time. You know, have you heard anything about this?
Yes, I mean there was security, but it's like, oh boy, again, it's like because there was, unfortunately, security can't be at all places at once, and unfortunately, but I think that what it was is that it's not. Seeing that it's such a diverse city, that there is nothing unusual about. There was nothing that was so unusual that people would take notice.
Exactly.
You know, I think again because it was such a heightened of excitement and people going about their way and you know basically kind of minding their own business and you know doing their own thing, that it just it wasn't something that really stuck out.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Now, is there obviously concern elsewhere in America of because I know that I must admit I had. Beforehand, I wasn't very well, so obviously I haven't been on my laptop, but I did read very quickly earlier on about apparently they were worried about different areas as well. Is that true? Is there other worries of it being elsewhere as well?
I think now there is. I believe that before there was not. I think that now people are becoming more vigilant and they're being more observant in what's around them.
Yeah.
I think that has really kind of, I think that we kind of, again, we go into this we're in this state of trauma, you know, again from 9/11 and of course from the massacre in Connecticut, we're still in this haze. We're still not clear. So I think that for something like this to happen, it was easy for it to slip through.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, on fun days, you know, and things like marathons and stuff, you know, when a lot of people are together like that, you know, we're all pretty well blinkered, aren't we, to that? You know, we're having fun with our kids and stuff. You know, we're just protecting our kids, making sure that they're with us and you stay with
us.
And, you know, you don't expect there to be, and I suppose that's ourselves, you know, we don't expect there to be a bad person within amongst such a beautiful day when people are having fun and laughter and everything. You know, it's the last thing you'd expect.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll touch wood that, you know, I'm lucky that I live in Shropshire, which is a county in the UK, and it's quiet, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere and stuff. You know, and I think we're just so lucky, you know?
Yes.
I mean, who knows what the future may bring? We don't know what's in the next year or anything, do you? Do you know what I mean? And there's, obviously there's a lot with that, but, you know? Do you find you know, the thing is, I find it difficult. You know, I find this is when people can either come closer to spiritualism or actually walk away from it in the point of,
how do we
let this happen? How do we not know that something? You know, I still think to myself, I wonder how many psychics actually pick that up.
Mm.
How many said, sat there and, you know, were saying, actually, I said this 2 months ago. I wonder how many actually said it. I wonder how many people actually reported it and or put on Facebook that this was coming.
That's true. That's
true. Do you
know what
I mean?
Yeah.
I
well,
they're
maybe even
just
afraid to even mention anything about it because, I mean, if you voice, you know, from an intuitive psychic point of view and you voice this either on the social media or tell someone, you could be a suspect.
Yep.
So people
then
just, I'm quite sure people knew about 9/11. Intuitives knew about 9/11. Who's going to believe them?
Do you know what the thing is? As soon as people step out of a line, and do you know what, I'm probably going to get shot down this for myself, but I think a lot of people are sheeple, and they follow the line, okay? As soon as people step off that line, that's when they get pulled down. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I always say to everybody, you know, don't knock people for speaking out.
Don't ever,
just because they question doesn't mean that they're wrong.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I just find that, you know, so many things are, you know, people are finding, you know, I wonder how many times that, you know, when people were, like, inventing the iPhone or inventing the laptop or the internet, that, you know, way back then people were saying, stupid, that's never going to happen. As if you're going to be able to talk on phones, as if you're going to be able to connect to, you know, imagine me saying 100 years ago to somebody, do you know in 100 years I'm going to be able to speak to somebody direct in America over a radio, through an internet, over the phone?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
You know, now I would have been probably, you know, years and years and years ago, I probably would have been hung up as a witch and everything else and saying I was totally mental and probably admitted.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But that was
because
I spoke out of line and I said something that was actually coming up.
Yes, yes. And I am quite sure, you know, I agree with you. I'm quite sure there have been, I'm quite sure that, you know, psychics and intuitives and empaths were probably picking this up, but afraid to say something about it. Again, once it happens, you will be a suspect.
Do you know what, I've even read, obviously I'm an animal advocate as well, and we've been told that because some of us want to go into, like, abattoirs and things like this and do video camera, get in the video camera and show evidence and everything of these things, we're actually going to be classed as terrorists because of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What on earth is the world coming to, Lisa, when we're trying to protect the innocent animals and we're classed as terrorists?
Right.
No, how are we supposed to make our world better if even when we're trying to make it better that we're going to get accused?
Very true.
Is that because are stepping out of that line? Because we're going to speak up for something that we believe or that we want to make better or whatever? Is that, you know, when, is that because we're not sheeple and we're not following the lead and we're stepping out of line and we're standing up for what we believe is right? And suddenly we're
because you're not following different? You're not following the lead. You have to follow.
Yeah.
You have to follow. And one thing I'm not is a follower.
I am not a follower. I am very much the opposite. Do you know what I mean? How can I put this? I see things for black and white, but I know that there's always going to be grey areas.
Absolutely. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I've always said that there's black and there's white. Do you know, and if anything, especially these last few weeks, I've realized that there's grey areas that people wouldn't even step in.
Absolutely.
Do you mean they're too scared to step in and look, just to look? Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying to people believe and stuff and everything, but I'm just saying to people look into that grey bit, you know?
Absolutely. Even for people
you're shown just black and white.
Exactly. Even for people to just, you know, even tap into this gift that we all have, which is called intuition.
Yep.
You know, it's you know, people go against it. This can't happen, and this isn't real. And until something happens, I can guarantee you, somebody felt something, knew something intuitively, but did not know how to express it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be reading about it once everything calms down. We'll be reading about it.
Yeah.
And people will be talking about it.
There
are going to be people on talk shows, on the radio, on TV. I guarantee you. People
you
are
going
to step out
and say
something.
Do you know what I would love
something.
To do?
Sure.
You just gave me a good idea. Wouldn't it be good if I was to set up an email address so that maybe psychics could email me what they thought was going to happen in the future and give me dates and stuff? And then I could actually vouch for the fact that they emailed me on a certain date and told me that such and such was going to happen. And if anything actually does, that I could actually say, yes, this person on this date emailed me and said this was going to happen.
I think that would be a great idea. I think it would be an excellent idea.
Because I think there's loads of people that pick up stuff. Do you know what I mean? I've got a good friend of mine called Philippa. And she's a good psychic. I've got Sean, who's a good psychic, you know, and different things. And they've said to me things that are going to happen and blah, 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 or might happen to me or blah, blah, blah. And I think, yeah, right. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if somebody had said to me 10 years ago, Sue, you're going to have your own show and you're going to be this, that, and the other, I'd have said, yeah, right. You're going to be talking to people in America. I'd have said, yeah, you've got to be kidding. You know, I don't even know anybody in America. You know what I mean?
Right.
And here
absolutely.
I am with the show, and I'm talking to you, and I've spoken to some amazing people. You know, if somebody had said to me 10 years ago, you're going to speak to Derek Acora and Colin Fry, and you're going to interview them live on the show, I'd have laughed at them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So maybe, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do that.
I think it'd be a great idea.
And I'm going to say to people that they can email and they can put dates and maybe things, and then just see.
Well, you know, the Army has a special, section of the Army. I know that it's U.S. I don't know if it's any other country. But they're called remote viewers, where they can see into the future. Psychically.
But do you know what I find disgusting? And this is happening in the U.K. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is the same, and I've never asked this. In the UK, at spiritual churches, before the actual start of the service, we have to say that this is for entertainment only.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now, I find that quite amazing that you're saying to me that the Army have got people like that, and I am going to look into this. That's quite fascinating.
They're called remote viewers.
Right. So how can the Army that the government are in control of have remote viewers, but they see that a spiritualist church where we believe in psychics and everything are told that we've got to say that it's entertainment purposes only?
That's a good question. That's a good question. They even have courses where you can become a remote viewer. And it's basically done for the Army. I mean, kind
of
think of it. How do they find Bin Laden? Yeah, I think they're used specifically for the Army.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fascinating.
Remote viewers.
Do you know, if anybody's listening to the show and they've actually, you know, maybe you've wrote down somewhere. Do you mean maybe you sent a letter to yourself and it was literally post stamped? And you said in this envelope that this, and this was going to happen. No, please get in touch with me. You know, you can email asksueshow@gmail.com. Also, if anybody wants to say that they have seen something that's going to happen in the future and you've got a date and you've got different things, please email me and tell me. And if anybody gets something and we can prove it, I will literally put the email onto my page and I will show people that you personally have said whatever. Do you know what I mean? I think this thing, it'd be good to prove. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think it'd be fantastic to do. But you also have to know, too, there are people who are not going to believe it. I mean, you have to have the yin and the yang. You have to have that balance of people saying, no, you know, that's not true, and, you know, you set this up. I mean, You know, and that's why people keep quiet.
But if
people
the email,
don't say anything.
But if the email is dated,
mm-hmm.
do you know what I mean? And we could actually get, they wouldn't
be
able
to. Oh, I understand what you mean.
Thing.
But there's always someone that's going to
oh,
debunk.
Good grief, yes.
There has to be.
Do you know what? We would have an ideal, well, we wouldn't even have an ideal world if everybody agreed with everything, would we?
That's true. That's very, very
you know
true.
I mean? I just think that, you know, the thing that the world is lacking the most and what Mother Earth is fighting us for is just for us all to be sharing love to each other. It doesn't matter
Amen.
What people believe in, does it? Do you know what I mean? Really,
Amen.
Let's be realistic. It doesn't matter if you're Jehovah's Witness. It doesn't matter where you come from or anything else. It just matters that we're looking after each other.
That's
you know,
right.
it matters if somebody,
right.
you know, the amount of people I speak to that they saw an old woman in the street and they were the only person that went and picked them up. Why?
Yeah.
What's
right.
changed
exactly.
in our world that stops us
exactly.
from going to help people up?
That's
you know?
Very true.
I
see,
can remember
I'm the opposite.
A time.
See, I'm, for me, that's how I feel like I'm wired. I feel like I'm always wired looking on the horizon. And it's crazy, and I noticed this about me, that I'm always looking, always scanning the horizon to see who I can help.
Yep.
And I've never been conscious of that until recently. I'm like, I do this. It's like I'm always watching. You know, if the little old lady comes on the bus, and, you know, and there are no seats available, you know, nobody gets up from their seat.
Yep.
But I'm always the one that gets up out of my seat. Or if I see
yep.
that someone really needs help, I do that. You know, I've opened my home to people who are sleeping in their cars. I would normally,
yep.
in my rational mind, it's like, are you crazy?
Are you one of them that does and then thinks after, like me?
But it, yeah. But I felt
because
there was
it's
there
automatic.
Was a sense of calm.
Because,
there
yep.
was a sense of calm that I felt spirit was guiding me to do this because
yep.
I didn't think like, oh my God, you know, should I do this? Should I not do this? What if she's crazy? What if she's, you know, what if she's an axe murderer? That never entered my mind. There was a calmness about it. There was, you need to do this. This woman is sleeping in her car. She's homeless. She's lost everything. She's coming to you.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yep.
okay. Well, I'm going to do this, but Spirit, you will be protecting me on this.
Mm.
You will be guiding me on this and protecting me on this.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
once, you know, she was, you know, in my house for a couple of days, and when it was time for her to go, she's like, I've got to go. I said, okay, goodbye, and that was it. I never thought,
yep.
am I crazy?
No, exactly. Do you know what? I've even spoken to people in America that are, you know, maybe they're going to lose their home or there's been some people that have been struggling. And do you know what? I've even said to them that they could come over here and have a holiday and stay here.
Wow. Wow.
Now, is that
yeah.
crazy? Do you know what I mean?
To others who don't understand how our mind works.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I had somebody literally who I'd met on Facebook who I can honestly say I was speaking to them every single day. I used to ring them and they were helping with the shows and stuff. And she said, oh, it'd be good to meet up. And I said, yeah, come over for a few days. I didn't know her. And she came over with her partner and she stopped here for 4 days and went, no, I didn't even know her.
Wow. Wow.
She just said she fancied some time out and blah, blah, blah. And she came home and stopped for 4 days.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? My cousin, you know, she was struggling. She wanted to leave her partner, and she lived in Birmingham. And she said she was struggling, and I said, right, get your stuff packed, get sorted, get somebody to go and pick you up because I can't come pick you up, but you can come live here. And she did.
Wow.
And I never even, she was my family. Of course, I would.
Wow.
I mean, not everybody's like that though.
Right, but it's not like we are doing this out of being naive and gullible.
Yeah,
it's not
yep.
done out of that. It's I can't explain it, but it's I can't explain it. But we would know when we're in danger. That there's no question about it, because we don't do that
yep.
for everyone. We can hear someone's story, but we don't respond to everyone's to everybody's story. It's what you is basically what is resonating deep down inside of you to help. And I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I never thought and ever looked at this young woman as being dangerous, as being crazy. It never, because I would feel it and know. I would just know in my gut, even though looking at her, she needs help. You know, it's in the wintertime. It's below zero. She's sleeping in her car. She's just lost everything. She could have been a con. I would have known that. I would have known that. And I'm like, Spirit, if this is meant to be, am I to help her? Then I'm going to know to help her. And Spirit's like, you want to help her? She's only to be with you for a couple of days. Anything other than that, she has to go. And that's how it was. She was here for a couple of days. And, you know, I felt that she wanted to be here longer. But what Spirit was telling me, she's not to be here any longer than a couple of days.
Yeah.
And when her time was up, it was like she said, I've got to go. She's moving on. And she's found a place to live. And I was grateful for the fact that I had a roof over my head and that I had warm food and a place for her to sleep for those couple of days. I was so grateful that I had that for her.
You know,
our intention is in the right place. Our heart is in the right place. And trust me, if we both knew and had a second thought, like, oh, my God, I don't know if this is right, and this doesn't feel good, that's when you know it's not to do. But I never got a the bells never went off and said, this, you know what, I'm not feeling good about this. I'm really, this isn't, I made a mistake, and this isn't right. But when her time was up, Spirit opened the door, it's time to go.
Yep, exactly. Do you know what? I've had three different people on Facebook, and I've had people say to me, oh, but they're lovely, you know, and they're this, that, and the other. And I've said to these people, I said, listen, I'm not saying I'm not going to be friends with them. There's just something. I can't put my mind, I can't tell you what it is. There's just something not quite right.
Yes.
Do you know what? On those three times, I've actually been shown that I was right.
Yes.
And people have come to me and said, you said it from the start, didn't you? I said, yeah, I just couldn't, I can't, I can't tell you what it is. They're not showing me what it is, but there's something not quite right.
Yeah.
It just, didn't sit right with me, didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And
that's
I couldn't explain it, you know. And sometimes it's really hard. Do you know, you can get the nicest people you wish to meet. And sometimes I'm sitting there thinking, it's not quite right. I still don't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And people, you know, and I've had good friends to meet and said, you said from the start, didn't you? And I said, that's why I just sat back. I just had to sit back. I couldn't take it all in. Do you know what I mean?
You know? Yes.
And then I admit to the fact that sometimes I've ignored my intuition and I've ignored my spiritual guidance and everything and got kicked straight in the shin and they've just went, see, you didn't listen.
The same with me. Oh, yes, been there, done that. And you're right, because there's something that you can look at it when everything looks perfect and it's everything looks right and it's beautiful and it's like, I'm not, no, the saying the right words and doing the right thing, I'm like, no, something still isn't, something's still a little off about this.
And exactly.
Like, yeah, but, I'm like, but nothing, something still is off about that. It's not, And then, again, just like with you, then everything kind of reveals itself. And I'm the type of person, I'm very observant. I'm always watching. I'm always looking and watching and observing everything.
And I bet you're the one that sits in the car at the supermarket and people watches, aren't you?
Yeah, even the restaurant.
I see this. Joreen, me and my brother were sitting the other day, and my brother brought me this pasty and was sitting in the car, and he went, you're terrible for it, aren't you? And he said, what? And I said, what? And he went, you just people watch totally, don't you? And I went, I just love it. I just love watching how people act. And how they, you know, they act one way, and as soon as they see that you're looking at them, they act a different way. And it's like, what's that all about? You know what I mean? And it's just so funny. I just love to people. It just they amaze me. I just love it.
Sue, I'm the exact same way. And people, and the thing about people is that they sometimes they think that you're not watching them, but I'm watching. Even though I'm not looking at you, directly at
yep.
you, but I am watching you. I
yep.
am watching you. I'm watching you. I mean, some of the things that I see are just unbelievable. I've seen people do cruel things. I was actually on Boston Common one day. Again, having my lunch and people watching. And there was a gentleman who was homeless, and he was sleeping on a bench. And there was this little girl, maybe about seven or eight years old, and she's running around, and she was like just having this great time. It's a beautiful afternoon, having this great time, and I'm watching her. For some reason, I was just zeroed right on her, and I'm watching her. And she's dancing around, and she's dancing around the bench where this homeless gentleman was at, and she's dancing around, and she's kind of looking around, and I'm watching her, but she can't see me. And she's getting a little bit closer to the bench, a little bit closer. She's dancing around and she's having fun. She picks up a handful of gravel, throws it in the face of this man who is sleeping on this bench, and runs away to her mother. He jumps up. He's startled because he's, you know, he's looking around. And, you know, he's like, you know, who did this? And, you
yeah,
know, he's just looking
that,
around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's brushing it off of him, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching her, and she runs to her mother. Her mother sees her daughter do this, and she does nothing about it. Nothing about it. And this poor guy, yeah, the mother does absolutely nothing about it. And I wanted to run over to her and say something, but Spirit stopped me and says, don't.
Yep.
But the mother does nothing. She doesn't go over to her daughter, says to her daughter, and you go over and apologize. They
yep.
went on as if nothing ever happened or if no one ever saw them. But I saw them. And
yep.
I felt my heart just went out to this man.
Yeah.
He just jumped up, and he's like, you know, he's looking around like, who did this? It was horrible. Horrible. I always see stuff like that.
Do you know what? And the funny thing is, if that guy had actually gone up to that girl and said, what do you think you're doing? That's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Then
exactly.
he would probably have been done for abuse for shouting at a minor.
Exactly. And the mother, and it would have been a big thing. The mother would have been all upset. And then the police would have
yep.
come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, who is this? You know, I'm just looking at this little girl. I'm like, you know, she was by herself. So I thought, but she was, her mother was in the park. But she was in a different section of the park, and I'm just watching her do this. Because everybody's going about their business, doing their thing. But here I am. I just
yep.
zeroed straight on her. I'm like, okay, something's up. And picked mm-hmm. up that handful of gravel, threw it right on this poor guy, then runs over to her mother because he's startled. He's like, you know, what's going on? He did not see her. He's just looking
yep.
around like, you know, what happened? You know, what's going on? And the mother, her and the child walked away. She spoke to her daughter, but she did not tell her daughter to go over and apologize. And I just wanted to go over and say, you know, that really was not nice to do. But Spirit just
yep.
stopped me. It's like, don't do it. No.
Yep.
You know, stay out of this one. You know,
yep.
but yeah, I just see people do stuff like that.
Well, do you know what? The funniest thing, I can remember we used to live in Yorkshire for about 5 years, and my kids were born in Yorkshire. And we were sitting in Doncaster, literally, there's like in the marketplace, it was busy. And I've always, always been one of these that will tell my kids, you don't chuck rubbish on the floor, right? And it's quite funny. I think it goes back to also having a poem off the headmaster in my autograph book. And he put something like, if everybody was to put all of their problems in a pile and equally share out their problems individually, they would only be too glad to have back their own.
Wow.
And I always think back to the fact of that goes to the same thing of rubbish chucking.
Mm.
Imagine if all the rubbish was piled on your front doorstep that you over the years had put out there, would you be willing to take it all then?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, I can remember my daughter was probably about, I'd say, five or 6, I think, something like that. She wasn't overly old. And we were in the market, and we were sitting there, and we'd just had chips. And we were sitting there, and it's like got, like, high, how can I put it, like high-risen pavements almost, and we were all these different people are sitting there. And Kimberly was always the one who would pick up the rubbish. For, you know, we'd give her the rubbish, and she'd run to the bin and then come back and everything. And we did this, and she ran, and her brother was sitting by her, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we were just drinking a drink, minding our own business. And this man left his rubbish on the pavement, and he walked off. Kimberly, at the top of her voice, shouts, "Litterbug, litterbug, litterbug." And he turned and looked. And I, you know when you just think to yourself, oh, my goodness. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't know what he was going to do. And he just went bright red as I was. And he literally turned his heels, went and picked the rubbish up, and went and put it in the bin.
Good.
And it's like, good. And I was like, I felt a bit like, oh, my life. Do you know what I mean? And then, and then once he'd gone, I thought, oh, my goodness, look what she just, and everybody all around just looked and smiled.
Yes.
Nobody said anything. They just looked and smiled. And it was like, oh, my goodness, for a minute. And then it was a proudness because I thought, she did that to a grown-up.
No,
you know
but she was right. She was right.
Yeah. I just
she
didn't,
was
I, was like, I just didn't
right.
know where to put myself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It was like, she just so took me. It was like, you know, saying stuff that all of us want to say, but you know what they say about the kids are so innocent, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she just literally, she said it 3 times, litterbug, litterbug, litterbug. That's what she said. Do you know what I mean? I can remember one time that we were going down the road, and now my kids don't drop rubbish, right, because they are told they will have to go back and pick it up if I see it, right?
Yeah.
And this one day, we're going down the road, and I just saw in the corner of my eye, I can't remember, I think it was Jamie, I think, and he'd put something out the window. It was just a small wrapper or something, and he put it through the car window.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped the car, I reversed back, I got out the car, and I got him out the car, and I made him go and pick it up.
Wow.
And, do you know what? They've never...
Yes.
I've honestly, I go mad. It drives me insane. And also being an animal advocate, I think of all the rubbish that animals can get caught up in and everything
else.
Oh,
absolutely.
And it really does drive me mad. I mean, admittedly, my car is always full of rubbish, but it's not on the road. The car ends up being the skip. So, oh, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy.
Oh, gosh.
But, oh, dear. But, you know, I, you know, as much as we say about how the Mother Earth is, you know, it's amazing what stories we can have of trying to achieve what's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very
you know
true.
Just,
very true.
Absolutely.
But I will never stop trying. I will never stop trying to do the right thing. I mean,
exactly.
There are times where I've had my feelings hurt and you know, it doesn't turn out in the way that I would think that it would, but it would never stop me from doing the right thing. Never. Never.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
If someone else needed my help again or they're sleeping in their car and whatever, again, if I get that alarm that's saying, I know you want to help her, but something's a little off, I go with my gut instinct. I've learned to do that. I really have learned to do that, you know. But I will always, no matter what happens, I will always do the right. I will always try to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Always.
I mean, let's face it. Sometimes there's things that we just have no control of, and we have to sit
absolutely.
Back and and just go with. And that's harder than anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is harder than anything, to be fair. But you know, like you say, we've just got to try our best.
Oh, absolutely, because sometimes I have to stand back to allow others to have grace, allow others to step forward. And again, the same example on the bus. In the front of the bus, that where the bus that I take, in the front of the bus, there are seats that are for like the handicap and for those that have baby carriages. And you can flip them up or down. If you have a carriage, you can flip them up, and the carriage can you can lock the carriage in. Well, on this particular bus, the bus was full. There wasn't standing room at all. But there was, on the bottom of, at the front of the bus, there was the handicap section where there are two seats. And an elderly lady got on the bus. Obviously, you could see that she has a hard time walking and standing. Now, the bus is full, except for the two seats in the front. But unfortunately, someone who got off the bus had a baby carriage and left the seats up, so she could not sit down. I'm sitting in the back of the bus, and again, I'm told to watch this. The lady, the woman gets on the bus. The bus driver, she moving the bus. As you can see, it's obviously she's having a difficult time holding on and standing. Not one person at the front of the bus got up to either give them her seat or to let down the two front seats so she could sit. And she's desperately holding on. So here I come. So I'm waiting to see what anybody's going to do. Nobody does, not a thing. They're on their iPods or they're on their computer or they're looking at their phones. They just totally ignoring this woman.
So they don't have to deal with it.
Exactly. Even the driver. It's obviously, eventually she's going to fall and hurt herself. So I get up from the back seat, walk down the stairs, pull down the chairs so that she could sit. Because in the beginning she says, no, it's okay. I said, no, it's not okay. I pull down the seats, and I'm standing there. I'm looking at everybody in the front of the bus like, hello?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and everybody's standing there smiling at me. And I'm like, don't smile. Why are you smiling at me? You could have done that. Don't smile at me.
Yep.
You had an opportunity. You had an opportunity to do what you needed to do, and you didn't do it. And you're in the front of the bus.
Yep.
You're in the front of the bus. You could reach over and pull it down. I had to come from the back of the bus to release these seats. So I'm like, don't smile at me. Don't smile at me. Don't smile. You should be hanging your heads. Don't smile at me.
Exactly. Do you know what, you saying that, I can remember Kim Lee had been on the bus the one day, and she was on a public bus, and it was only about, I don't know, over a year ago or something, and she was telling me about this woman had, this driver was being a bit of a silly billy, let's just say, and what he did was he slammed the brakes on and everything, and this woman had literally bashed her mouth straight into the seat in front of her.
Oh, no.
And there was a scream out, because obviously she'd got blood everywhere and everything.
Oh.
And do you know what? Kimberly said that the bus driver never even stopped.
Oh,
he just carried on. And Kimberly said, hold on, I haven't even got any tissue. And this, anyway, and Kimberly looked around, and this other woman come, and she gave Kimberly some tissue to give this lady. And Kimberly said, Mum, I felt so terrible because I had to get off, but she was okay. I made sure she was all right. And I thought, you know, that's when you've got pride moments, when you've got a child that's saying, you know, I did help, and I did, do you know what I mean? You know, and this is the thing. There's too many that would just walk away, and that's adults, not just children. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and
yeah.
it's like the other day, even on the bus. You know, me and the kids were stood by the bus waiting. We were back to the stop, and a friend of mine was coming off, an elderly lady, and I hope she doesn't ever listen to my show and hear me say elderly because she'll go mad. You know, and she went to get off, and she got one of these trolley baskets, and she got it loaded up. And I helped lift the trolley off, and she'd knocked her magazine off. So Emma picked up her magazine, and I lifted off a basket, and Emma said, oh, here you go. She went, you've dropped your magazine. And she went, thank you very much indeed. She went, I've had a right struggle. I could have done with you being at the beginning of the journey. And I thought, yeah, I can just imagine that everybody was literally sitting there watching you as you struggled to get on.
Yeah.
And the bus drivers won't even get out the seats anymore.
Yep.
You know, they're actually in an enclosed space while they drive, so they can't even get out to actually help somebody try and get on the bus.
So they're in an enclosed space. So when you get on the bus, you pay your fare, but they're closed off from you?
Yeah, it's like there's a little door. They can open the door and get out, but it just feels like it's in... They don't really want to get out of that bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, actually, they're thinking about putting something like that on the buses where I'm at here in Boston. Or where the drivers
I am going to have to get the old video player, good, listen to me, the video camera, and actually go around and video around and, you know, let people see what it's like here. Do you know what was the biggest thing that I actually shocked my friend with the other day was in America? I mean, I've never met her, but I speak to her every single day. She's like my sister in America, Kathy. And we were talking the other day, and I told her that she said about rabies injections and vaccinations for dogs, and I went, we don't have that here. She went, you what?
Wow.
Or, you don't have the rabies vaccinations here for the dogs. And she went, what do you mean you don't have them? And I went, we haven't got rabies here. And she went, you what?
Wow.
And I went, no, nothing. And our dogs do not get vaccinated for it. That, you know, as far as I know, there's not been any cases or anything. Nothing.
Wow. Yeah, the animals here in America, they do. And same thing with cats. When I had my cat, she got her rabies shots. She had to also have a rabies tag. And she also got shots for feline leukemia.
Good grief.
Oh, yeah. They have to have their shots. And they also, the animals where my mom is in Virginia, I think in a lot of other states are doing this now, where your animals, if you get an animal from a shelter, that they have to be, they have to have like a chip to be identified. Yeah. Now, do you have that in the UK?
Well, see, the government is just putting together, they've just had this very brain, they've had a little brainstorm, bless them, and they're saying that that's what they're going to do. They're going to get people, it's going to be the law that you've got to get your pets microchipped.
Yes, microchipped,
Do you know what? It would have been even better if they'd have thought to themselves, what else could we do? While we're doing the microchipping law, what else could we do? Why don't they do mandatory spay and neuter at the same time?
Yeah, yes.
This is the thing. It's literally just common sense to most of us, but they can't put that together. Do you know what I mean?
True, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I just feel like we put the whole world to rights.
That's true.
Oh, well, we tried to, I should say. But it's mad. Absolutely mad. But, you know, maybe one day we'll have it with the, you know, you know, maybe the future's coming and we can start to make a better world and, you know, try to share some help to each other and putting our hand out to help the next person that falls and
Absolutely.
Making a difference. Did you ring in just because you love my UK accent or was there something? I've definitely spoken to you before. I know your voice.
We have spoken before. I know we've spoken before. And again, I know there was only. It's interesting because the lady that I spoke to before, her name was Sue, and she had the accent. And you said you've never been on another show. You've never done another show.
The only one I've done, and I've actually got a YouTube link for that, is when I did the one with Tiffany White, and she's got another part of her name, and I can't think of it.
What was the name of the show?
Oh my goodness! It was actually where I did. I was actually on the video as well.
Wow!
Goodness me! I'll find the link. Add me on Facebook if you ask Sue as one word, and then the space, and then radio show is a second, and I'll send you the link.
Okay, that'll be great. Okay.
We'll have to rack our brains for that one.
yes.
But Lisa, keep in touch, okay? Thank you so much for calling in. It's been so lovely to speak to you.
You as well. It's a pleasure.
You helped me out no end due to the fact of me not feeling 100%, and I didn't want to not do a show, but I wanted to, put something out there. But I think with our little chat, it will, you know, obviously help people and hopefully inspire people, maybe.
Well, I hope that you feel better. I send you some love and light.
Definitely. I definitely need some healing at the moment, I think, and plus some sleep.
Oh, absolutely, honey. Absolutely. You're such a sweetheart.
Well, thank you
such
so much,
sweetheart.
Lisa, for calling in. And, you know, please give me a message on Facebook, and we'll have a nap on there as well.
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Lisa.
And, all right. Blessings to you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye, Lisa. Bye-bye. And I'd just like to say thank you very much to everybody. I know we're having a big struggle with old Blog Talk Radio tonight again. People are having trouble. They're messaging me to say that they're having trouble to get in the chat room. and obviously to call in as well. It's just one of them things, unfortunately. I think it's feeling a little bit poorly like I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the show. And there's only half an hour left. And obviously with the problems that we've got with Blog Talk Radio, we'll call it a night tonight. Obviously, we'll have the show tomorrow night. Please check out the Ask Sue show on Facebook, the group. And then we've got the Ask Sue Radio Show Network, the page on Facebook as well. You can email me, asksueshow@gmail.com. And by all means, you can join us next week for same time, same place, and hopefully a better feeling, Sue, for the psychic show. Thank you very much for joining tonight, and thank you very much indeed for trying to get into Blog Talk Radio if you didn't actually get in, and apologies for that. Thank you very much for joining the show, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Good night.
As an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know bones. When love is there, save me.